Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing? I had to log into Slack, so I'm not Slack. I had to log into Zoom, so I'm running about a minute behind, but I just came off a private coaching call with one of our no BS women. So coming in hot today, coming in hot. Let me know that you can hear me in the chat, please. Who is ready to talk about monthly planning and assessment? All right. Good morning, Annette. Well, good morning, Beth. Beth, I saw you. I think you're the one who commented on my little video. Y'all, I've been locked out of Facebook Live. They think I did something bad. So now they won't let me do Facebook Lives for a little while. So, Beth, I think I saw Karen said I look so different in a box. Were you at camp, Karen? Is that what it was? Okay, Rhonda, need to stabilize with the coming month. Let's talk about what that means. Yep, y'all, I've been kicked out of Facebook Live. So now I'm just filming videos and posting those until they let me back in. Cheryl just finished her walk. I did, y'all, I was out on a walk and I was just ready to do that Facebook Live, and then they cut me out. They cut me down. But I was just reminding y'all about this call, so that's all it was. But I was talking on the call about that I want to talk about anything and everything that you all want to talk about in terms of assessing September and then planning for October. Y'all, for those of us who celebrate, the holidays are coming, right? I mean, I think when we get into the ember months, the months ending in ember, then it's the holidays, right? It's fall, it's pumpkin patches, it's Halloween, it's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, it's Hanukkah. It's all of the holidays, right? Many of the holidays that many of us celebrate. And so let's set ourselves up for success for the rest of the year. I was watching something. Who was I watching? Oh my gosh, I was watching Coach Mish. Y'all tell Coach Mish I was calling her out because I was watching her little live that she did with Dina. I was listening to them earlier this morning. And she said, she was talking about, what was she talking about with like September? And she was saying, there's like a song. Oh, yeah, there was a song. That's what it was. Oh my gosh, it's so crazy the things I remember. But y'all know that song, Wake Me Up When September Ends. No, let's not wake up when September ends. She was reminding us that it's, yesterday it was, we're not at the, we're not in October yet. We've got a few more days of September to rack up some wins, to collect some data, to make some plans for the future. But y'all, we now have two more days, or technically, if you count today, we've got three more days of September. And so let's stop waiting until next month. Let's stop waiting to love ourselves. Let's stop waiting. This reminds me of the meditation that we do at the end of camp. And I know many of you all were there, were listening virtually. Let's stop waiting, y'all. Every day, no day is guaranteed. So let's just start now with, okay, what's one small thing I can do today to just take a little bit better care of myself? Okay, so. Yeah, I love it when Coach Mish and Dina get together and gab on the Facebook Live. They can still do Facebook Lives, not me. So, all right, y'all know I just like to. Oh my gosh, there's 94 days left in the year. Pam, thank you for that. Like, that's a lot, y'all. I mean, we're just about to begin the fourth quarter. If any of y'all are, in corporate or, kind of talk in that way. Y'all, we got a whole nother quarter of the year to go, 25% of the year to go. So we've got plenty of time to take care of ourselves, lose some weight, reach some goals, all the things. Okay. Let's not wait until October, and let's not wait until January 1st. Because I don't know about y'all, but that just didn't ever work for me. Did never work for me. Okay. Erica, I'll give you can start till you can wait. Well, I mean, you can wait till October 1st to start the Queen of Your Life journal, but why? What's your amazing reason? What's your amazing reason? Hello, Miss Candy. So good to meet you at camp as well. Wendy, I would love to talk to you about your a protocol for the holidays. If you want to jump on here and raise your hand, by the way, this is an open coaching call. I'm going to just talk a little bit about something here at the beginning, but then I am all in for any kind of coaching y'all want to do on what you learned from your data from last month, what you want to do next month in terms of planning. I am here for it. So I'd love to see some hands raised because I want to do some coaching. I'm back from camp. I'm back from the diet detox. I am all in on helping y'all today. Okay, but this is what I want to talk about. This is what I want to talk about just for a few minutes, just to kind of remind you all of our planning and assessment tools. Let me share my screen. Oh, and I see a Q&A as well, or a few Q&As. So I'll answer those as well. Some good questions. Okay. Share my screen. Focus, Betsy. Focus. All right. Okay. Do you all see nobswomen.com? Y'all see the nobswomen.com page? Thank you. Okay. Thumbs up. All right. Just as a reminder, let's look at all of our amazing resources for planning and assessment here in OBS. And here's the thing, if y'all are new, I'd love to y'all to say hi in your in the chat if you're new, if you've joined recently. So it's you know, you may not know about some of these resources. Some of y'all have been around for a while, may not know about some of these resources. But let's go to our 60-day planner. And this is where we will see the monthly planning and assessing call up resources, or a couple of them. This is what I suggest you start with if you're not doing any kind of monthly or weekly assessing yet, that you actually start with this monthly planning and assessment page. And so you just, it's a little half page. And you just kind of think about what you want to work on the next month and all that kind of stuff. And then down here at the bottom, you assess the previous month. So sometimes I do my sheets on here. I will tell you all that last month I wanted to work on no Diet Coke. I'm just kind of figuring out that's not really working in my life most of the time. So no, you know, just not doing the Diet Coke very much anymore. Every once in a while, but just not so much anymore. And then kind of just getting curious about my drinking and how much drinking I'm doing. And then also how, like, desserts in terms of I'd said maybe kind of once a week, but I ended up doing more than that. And so I'm just kind of, you know, like, okay, what works for me to, you know, to kind of maintain my weight, which is kind of where I am. I'm kind of in maintenance right now. I should say I am in maintenance right now. There's no kind of about it. And so I've got some good data in terms of, it's funny, it's like when I was talking about drinking last month, I kind of forgot that I was going to camp. And I just tend to drink more when I'm at camp. And is anybody else freezing up? I look good from my side. So Lori, you may want to go out and come back in if I'm freezing up on your side. So yeah, so it's like just, you know, like, okay, yeah, I drank a little bit more at camp and now I'm back home and I'm not drinking as much as I have. It's not a problem. It's not like I did bad at camp. I just know that I will drink more at camp. We We finish up the day and we hit the restaurant and we usually have a glass of wine together. So yeah. So that's Jean's with me. She doesn't drink a whole lot and she just, I mean, that can be fine, y'all. Like on vacation, you can drink a little bit more. When you go on out of town, all that kind of thing, not a problem. Just something to kind of ask yourself, okay, is this how I want to show up? Is this what I want to do for myself? So that's kind of what I learned from this month. And then again, we just do the assessment from last month. So that's that page. But I want to get to, we also have the weekly plan and assessment. That's more if you're, that's for when, you know, if you weigh in every week, that kind of thing. And so that's another optional thing to assess. What I want to talk more about today, and I know it's kind of big on your screen probably, is the habit tracker. I talk about this every few months because I just want to remind you all, y'all, I think the habit tracker is probably, maybe other than the discovery worksheet, is probably my favorite tool inside of No BS. I love it. I love how it gives you the visual of, you know, filling in the circles or marking out the circles or how whatever your system is to track things. But y'all, our brain does not think in this way, the way that, you know, our brain does not think in calendars with circles. Our brain does what we call hindsight bias. And so it basically makes up a story about how we did the last month. It could be like, oh my gosh, I totally fucked up the whole month. I suck. Sometimes it tells us, oh, we did pretty good last month. We should be losing weight. But none of it is based on real facts and real data. So I love hearing Ann and Katie talking about how beneficial the habit tracker has been for them because y'all, it is just so simple, but it really does help us base our success and our progress on factual data instead of the story that our brain makes up about how we've been doing. Because I mean, I don't know about you, but I just want to live in the, I want to live in facts. I want to live in honesty. I want to live in the real world, right? I don't want to kind of depend on my habit brain to kind of tell me how I've been doing. So this is what I want y'all to do. I want you all to, in the chat, Candy, Katie, Ann, all of you all who use the habit tracker, I want to know what you track. Because this is something I was working with an OBS private client on this, and she thought, oh my gosh, I have to track all these things that it says to track. And I was like, no. You can track, you can not track whatever you don't want to track, and you can track whatever you want to track. So I want to hear about what you all track on your habit tracker. And here's the thing. If y'all got some stuff on lock here and it's just not a thing, you don't have to track it. You absolutely can if you, I mean, it's kind of fun to track something that you're good at already because then you get to, like, you always have wins to celebrate. So I'm not telling you not to track something that's on lock, but you may want to use that space and that little calendar or whatever it's called, you know, the little circles. For something else. So here is the super secret thing about that I'm about to give you all. There is no habit tracker police that's coming for you. So if you all want to scratch out made 24-hour plan up there and track something different, you can. I promise, I will not tell anybody. I will not tell anybody. So this client I was working with, she really like she was good with like she'd been making and following a plan for years, or she had been making a plan for years. She didn't need to track that anymore. But what she was really wanting to get curious about was, okay, I'm overeating some still. But like if I just say, well, let's see where it says stopped at enough here, right? She's like, well, I mean, I don't, you know, overeat usually at breakfast, but if I don't stop it enough at dinner, I can't mark that I, you know, stopped it enough that day. And I said, well, here's what you can do. You can scratch out some of these things and you can start tracking stopping at enough at each meal. That's something that a lot of y'all need to be doing because you need to start figuring out the patterns of where you are stopping at enough and where you're not. Many times it's at dinner where you're not stopping at enough. That's a very, very common thing. But sometimes for me, sometimes it's more at lunch. But you're not going to know which meals or snacks, I mean, like ate when hungry. You might need to start tracking that, like for like morning snack and eat, you know, afternoon snack. A lot of times we're eating snacks, especially in the afternoons when we're not hungry. So do you need to get kind of more specific and more kind of granular about what you're tracking? So that's just what I want to encourage you all to do. And again, there's no habit tracker police, so you all can track anything. I want to see here what you're tracking. Karen says movement, journaling, meditation, no BS content, plus the four basics. Cheryl uses two full sheets. Y'all, you can track out it. You can print out as many of these sheets as you want. And did you have your back today? Well, that's a good thing to track, Roseanne. That's amazing. Yeah, let's start tracking those snacks and if we're really hungry or not. I'm telling you what, that can be a game changer for your weight loss if you're playing around with the same few pounds. Let's see. Yes, thank you, Lisa. This is for our new members that are hearing this call. You have access now to the maintenance course too. In the maintenance course, there's actually a blank habit tracker. So if y'all want to print that out and just fill in the, you know, whatever titles and topics you want to track, you can do that too. Or just don't overthink it and scratch it out and write above what you're tracking. Okay. So either way. In bed by 9:30, Allison. Amazing. I love how that's more specific than just like, I got my sleep. You know what works to get your sleep in bed by 9:30. All right, let's see what else. Bedtime eats. So getting more specific about, okay, am I eating at bedtime? Am I hungry? What's the deal there? Journaling. Annette already splits out lunch and dinner, hunger and enough. Roseanne's over here tracking her bowel movements. I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. I'm not an everyday girl. So I'm usually every other day or every 2 days, something like that. But sometimes I need to start track it because it's like if it goes past 2 or 3 days, we need to kind of get curious about that, don't we? Sometimes. Raquel tracks no eating in the middle of the night. Sacred time. Ooh, Raquel, I want to know more about your sacred time. Journaling, planning and assessing, vitamins, movement, stretching. I know I've got one client who's on here who is doing some PT exercises, maybe. You could track that. Y'all know I'm in a I think it's probably going to be a lifetime journey of washing my face at night before I go to bed and taking all my makeup off. That's something else you can track. Any habit that you are building in any area of your life, you can track. Eating fruits and vegetables, love it. And Jennifer, if you haven't been tracking anything, then what is Jennifer Small? What's one thing that you could start tracking this next month? No sad faces here. Let's just start small and get into action doing something. And Nancy, I mean, you know, again, just get curious about why you're not tracking anything anymore. Is it working for you or not? Right? There's no right or wrong way, but I think this is an amazing tool for a lot of us. So let's see, anything else? Movement, journaling. Yeah, it really shows you what you want to work on, and y'all know how to calculate the number of days completed, and then you divide that by the number of days in the month, And that's where you get your percentage. And I'll tell y'all what, that percentage, that's an eye opener sometimes, right? Because even if we see the number of days we complete, it's like, oh, that's, like, I mean, yeah, we always want to celebrate our wins, right? But it's like, well, but that's actually like just 43% of the month. Like, I might want to kind of level that up next month, right? And I know a lot of us, probably most of us, just because of we've all gone to school, right? We kind of equate or just kind of connect the percentage with like, a grade, a certain grade. If that helps you, go for it. If it doesn't, just let it go. So, all right. I've got several questions to answer here in the Q&A. So let's see. Any other questions? Okay, stopping it enough, Jennifer. That's what I want you to start tracking that. And I want you to go ahead and divide it out into breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay. Or eat, if you just have a pattern of stopping at not stopping it enough at one particular meal, you can just start with tracking that specific meal. Again, for a lot of people, it's dinner. So just start small. Okay. Erica's tracking. Ask myself, what do I want? Where'd you go? What do I want to think about blank at least once a day? That's a pretty powerful question, Erica. That's amazing. Ooh, I love this. Cheryl is tracking like kind of like hungering enough for restaurant food versus home cooked food. That's when you're really getting granular about your patterns and really getting curious about like, ooh, I never go past enough when I'm at a restaurant. Y'all, I have heard it both ways from my private clients. Some people are like, ooh, I got to change my name. Just realized that. I'll do that in a second. Some people, they rarely go past enough at a restaurant. Other people, that's the like the only time they overeat is at a restaurant. So that tells you there's no one way, right? It's just your patterns. And you want to start getting curious about those, right? Everything starts with awareness. I always say we can't change what we're not aware of. The habit tracker gives you awareness. You always got to start with that. And we can sit in shame with our awareness, or we can open ourselves up to curiosity and compassion with our awareness. It's up to y'all. It's up to y'all. We're with you either way. But I tell you what, you get into action and you get into action a lot quicker when you're like, okay, here I am with my numbers and my percentages. Where do we want to go from here? All right. Ooh, Karen says she tracks what she was thinking before going on autopilot. Love this, y'all. Love this. Did I go to bed proud? I love that. That just gets you in the habit of going to bed proud when you're tracking it. That's the other thing, y'all, about the power of tracking. When you know you're tracking something, like let's say you're tracking making your 24-hour plan, you're more likely to do it if you're tracking it. Am I right? Am I right? You're like, I want that gold star. I want that check off. Our brain loves checkoffs and gold stars and all the things. So it's like this win-win all the way around because we're more likely to stop it enough or make our plan or follow our plan or all the things if we're actually tracking it. So, yeah. All right. Let's see. Nancy said, she's getting her water and her plan done. Yeah, you don't if all that stuff's on lock, Nancy, you don't need to track it. You do not need to track it. She's in bed. She has her Oura Ring stuff. Y'all do not get into that thinking of shoulds. Well, it's on the habit tracker. I should be doing it. That's the right way to do it. I'm following the rules. That's you turning no BS into another diet where you blindly follow rules that do not serve you. Okay. This is where we make this program work for us. We're all a little bit different. We all need different things. We all have our little toolbox And some of us use more tools than other tools. Okay. All right. So stop sharing. And then let me look at some of these questions. And y'all, by the way, I am here for it. I'm here for coaching. So if y'all want to raise your hand, get some coaching, I'm here. Even though, okay, so Anonymous says, even though I try not to, I subtly beat myself up for not being perfect with my tracker. Can you speak to this? Yes. So here's the thing. You're probably always going to beat yourself up a little bit. I mean, I know I am. Okay. So let's not try to like stop that. Let's instead add some compassion for ourselves and some just love on ourselves a little bit when we hear that. So this is what it could sound like. And y'all, it's almost like automatic now. I just put my hands up on my chest, put my hand or my hand over on my heart. And you know, when I hear that beaten up voice, I just say, ooh, I hear you. I hear you. I know you think that we need to be perfect. I know. But we don't. The great news is we actually don't. But if you just want to keep thinking that, and I'm like talking to myself, I'm talking to myself and all of my selves inside of me. But this self that wants to be perfect or thinks I'm supposed to be perfect, I'm just love on her. And I'm like, oh, I know you think we're supposed to be perfect, but actually, we're okay. We're safe. If we don't get 100% on everything, we're still safe. We're still okay. Let's see what we can celebrate here. And y'all, this may come from school and, you know, your parents wanted you to get 100% on everything and you're supposed to get all A's and all the things. Let's again not turn the habit tracker into another like test that you're supposed to get 100% on. No, it's not the point of it. I'll just never forget when Corinne said, I would not have lost my weight if it had not had if it had not been for my overeating. Y'all think about that for a second. I would not have lost my weight if it had not been for my overeating. That means there's no way to be perfect and be successful. She actually had to overeat to lose her weight because then that gave her the opportunity to, just like I said, love on herself, have compassion for herself, learn something from the overeat, and move on forward. Okay? So that's what I got to say about perfection. All right, Raquel, I see you. I'm going to click on you in just a second. Let me just do a couple of these questions. Can you tell everyone how to find all the past Facebook lives if we miss them? Are they archived in our Facebook page? Yes. If you go to guides under in Facebook, I'm not exactly sure. I'm not an expert on the differences between like the phone and the computer. But under guides, we have most of the coaches' Facebook lives there. There's a guide that said, like, I think it's called like coaches' advice or like coaches' Facebook lives or something like that. Also, if you're on a computer, you can actually go over to like, I think media, like the little media tab, and you can look at like the photos, but then there's also like a videos tab. And most of the videos on Facebook, on the Facebook page are the coaches and, you know, and Corinne, because we usually don't, you know, it's one of our rules, I think, on the Facebook page that you don't do, you know, videos and Facebook lives and stuff. But not then on the phone, I think you can do guides on the phone. And so if you go under guides, but then also if you go under photos on the Facebook page, but you've got to be on the page on your phone, you can scroll through there and you'll see all the photos and videos together. I think it's all together. Well, you can't separate them out on your phone. So that's what I got for you on that. Okay, one more question and then Raquel, I'm getting to you. Let's see. Anonymous says this is my second month here. I haven't done much. I'm fighting it hard to do this on my own. I need help trying to know if my answers are right. I haven't lost anything. Okay. So, first off, you probably haven't lost anything because you're just not doing quite enough to lose weight. I'm wondering if maybe you have maintained your weight, which we could celebrate. And that's number one. But I just, I'm curious about like, what do you mean by if your answers are right? We our four basics are very simple, and sometimes we just need to practice one of them. And I always start with water. Like start with water and just get really good at water. I know y'all want to lose weight, and I know you want it yesterday, but y'all, these habits, we got to give them some time to kind of kick in. So water is my favorite basic because it really can affect a lot of the other basics. If we are drinking our water, we are hydrated, we can hear our hunger and enough signals more. We just don't have as many hunger, like faux hunger signals, because we're actually hydrated. Because a lot of times we think we're hungry, but we're really actually, we're dehydrated and we need to drink. We don't need to wait until we're thirsty to start drinking water. Okay. Our body needs water. So, what's right for you right now, Anonymous, is maybe to just start getting that water in and start tracking it. That's the one thing I want you to track on your habit tracker. Okay. All right. And reach out and ask coaches if you need anything else. All right, Miss Raquel, let's bring you on. And while I'm bringing you on, I will change my name. I'm Coach Betsy. I don't even know if I said my name this morning, y'all. I hit the ground running. So, Coach Betsy. All right. Hey. Oh,
Hi.
yeah.
Thank you. Good. Thank you for taking
Of
my
course.
request. So, I was at camp, as you
Yeah.
know, and just really was it was so great. The dietetics text was great as well. And so, as I was looking through my plan for October, reflecting back over September, there are so many things that I want to do in October, especially at camp. We set a goal, and one of the goals for me was kind of managing my anxiety. And as we rewrote the goal like seven times, I really got it very specific to the point that it was like, okay, I want to identify, learn, and practice 10 tools to help me manage my anxiety without turning to food. So then what happens is, okay, so now I have these 10 tools that I want to identify, manage, and practice. So I have that. And then I have all of the things that I want to do for October, just in terms of my weight and tracking my planning and assessing and writing and journaling and all of that. And then, Corinne was talking about also just journaling and really opening up and doing all of that. So I guess I'm struggling a little bit in terms of this going forward for October. How do I mesh all of those
Yeah.
things that I want to do? So
Okay.
that's really what I would like some insight on.
Don't know. I don't know why, but I'm just like feel called to just be like, let's just stop and just take a deep breath. Because you're like, all the things, all the things, all the things, right?
That's very true. So thank you.
Okay. I'm telling y'all what, that just is a game changer sometimes. All right. Here is my first question for you. Is it possible for you to continue to practice the things, or continue, or just like the things over here that you said, like your habits and journaling and all of that? First off, let's just meet ourselves where we got where we are, and it's like, okay, it may feel like a lot or like I'm adding on this big thing, but is that really true? How much time are we willing to spend on all of this stuff, and is it doable to do all of this? So that's question number one. What comes up for you when I ask that?
So, is it doable? I tried to really, when I was coming up with the tools that I wanted, bring myself back to some of the things that you and Corinne have said is okay, if it feels like it's too easy, that's where you need to go. So, because some of my things I was like, doing a yoga once a week, that's not
Okay.
really gonna, add anything. So, it does feel doable. I guess I just am not sure how to integrate everything. And I definitely track, so I have like my data from the months before and really trying to make sure that I'm making progress.
What do you mean by integrate? That sounds so complicated and hard. And I'm like, what is this integrating we need to do?
I guess I feel like I already have the things that I'm tracking, and I feel like I'm not really great on those. Like some of them I have 21%, 18, 50, so I feel like, oh gosh, should I really be adding more in? But then that's part of, I think, my nervousness or my anxiety of like, well, yes, you do, because maybe that's why you have such low scores, because you're using food and eating in the middle of the night and not planning because you're not
Yeah.
managing your anxiety. And so I kind of am, that's, I guess, what I mean is how do I maybe not lose traction on this, or should I not maybe focus as much on my standard things that I do and focus on this new thing? But then I don't want to like just go, oh, this is our new thing that we're doing for this month.
Okay. So I think, I'm going to keep this real simple, right? I'm just going to make it real simple. I mean, everything is connected, right? Everything is connected and can affect each other and stuff like that. So my suggestion for you is you keep tracking all that stuff you've been tracking. Let's keep going with that and keep, seeing where the percentages land and all that kind of stuff at the end of the month. Let's keep doing that because you actually want to see if this new goal actually affects some of that stuff. But you're not like, super, super focused on any of that. You're just continuing to track those on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, right? And so, but it's like, yeah, I mean, you're already kind of in the habit of tracking that. And so you just keep doing that. And then what your focus, but it's like the other thing is like, we are like complex human beings. We can focus on a lot of different things, or and we can also like just do a lot of different things. So it's like, but your focus is going to be this new goal that you developed at camp. But yeah, you're just going to continue tracking this stuff because you do want to see if it does affect those habits. Does that
Well, thank
help?
you, because that's very helpful, because I think sometimes it is okay, like you're kind of giving me permission, but like it is okay just to track. It's like just to get the data and not like, oh, you know what, there's only been 3 days this week that you've done. Okay, well, there's 3 days this week. Like, let's go on, and it's okay to just kind of track and have that data. And then again, hopefully with some of the work that I do on this other goal, it will really affect the other things, and then I will see a downward trend. So,
So some of these things, there's another question I had. Some of these things that you came up, like the 10 things that you came up with, are those things that are kind of just, as you go, are those things that need to be like specifically calendared and like planned to do, or are they just kind of things that you're doing as you go throughout your day?
Yeah,
Maybe.
so thank you. There's actually, I tried to do like some proactive things and then some reactive. So like practicing some of the deep breathing techniques that Kathy had talked about, and just that, like the VU breathing that Lizzie has talked about. So some of that is that. And then some of it, like the somatic yoga, I want to start practicing that. So I'm going to schedule that on the weekend. So yeah, some of it's scheduled things, and then some of it is just, I'm trying to also come up with like a minimum baseline, like, okay, this is what I want, but then also like a non-negotiable, like, okay, if I go 3 days without journaling, I need to journal that day. So I'm also trying to come up with like maybe some bookends for
Yes,
them.
I was going to say like some guardrails or some bookends where it's like, yeah. And so, and again, if we're just like, okay, this is not confusing, I can figure this out and all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, like these are the guardrails. So this kind of keeps me in action and keeps me going. But, but I'm also not like, totally overwhelmed with all this stuff that I've got to do.
And I want to
So,
give like some shout outs to the people that do the digital calendars or the digital planners, because oh my gosh, there are so many great things. Like there's one that came up with like a weekly goals chart. And so it was perfect. So then I kind of plugged in some of the things that I wanted to do, and that was helpful. And then like things I want to accomplish this month. So I was able to kind of maybe categorize some of that. And so with the tools, it's like I feel good, but at the same time, I was like, ah, am I like biting off more than I can chew? Because I don't want to be at your next call, and which I love your calls, by the way. I'm so glad that you've been doing them. Be at the next call and be like, ah, you haven't really made progress on that. And I realize now that as I say that out loud, that I'm like, that's not helpful thinking.
Well, and but and you also like you're asking yourself questions that are begging to be answered. Am I biting off more than I can chew? This is where, like, we're always here to give y'all permission and kind of help you answer those, but it's like it's an opportunity to like have this question and answer session with yourself and say, like, well, am I? I'm the one who knows my life best and my time and, and my schedule and all these things. And so this is how, like, when we actually answer those questions that our brain throws up, then this is how we build this like loving, trusting relationship with ourselves. Cause like, I don't know if you've bitten off more than you can chew because only and really only you do. And so answer those questions as they come up. And just,
Maybe that's
do your best, right? Like, and I mean, we're just so scared we're gonna answer it wrong. And it's like, no, like just take your best guess.
So it's funny because as you were saying that, I'm like, oh, so what you're saying is I should be journaling about, is if I've been off more than I can chew and maybe give like equal airtime to have you really, have you not? So
Yes.
so that
Any
was
of these
helpful.
questions our brain throws up is an amazing journaling prompt for you. That's a great reminder. Great point.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so
All
thank you.
right.
I feel like I
You're good.
feel better and I feel more focused. So thank you so much
Okay.
for your insight.
All right. All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. All right. We got a few more questions. Let's see. I'm just looking at the chat. Yeah, Candy, that's another kind of strategy is if you've got anything that is like, kind of a lower percentage than the other ones, you can just say, okay, I'm going to go for, 5% more this month or something like that. But just y'all just make a decision. There's no wrong way. Just make a decision, make it doable with maybe a little bit of a challenge, and then just decide on it and go with it. Okay. So, all right. I love all this keep going. Good ideas on what to track. Okay. Let's see. Susan says, did you say the bottom half of the assessment page is to assess the prior month? I've been doing it wrong. Well, let me show you real quick. Let's make sure, Susan. I'll share my screen real quick just so we can clarify this. All right, let's look at the monthly planning. So we do the starting weight. So like y'all will do this for October, right? So you'll do the starting weight and measurement, and this month I want to work on, I'll do that by and all this kind of stuff. And then this is, I mean, it could be for September, right? Like, and you may have, this may be on like a separate page, the other page, but you'll do your ending like that. This may be on like the September page, and so at the top you do your plan, of what you want, and then the bottom part will be assessing your month. I hope that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. So it's like each page is for 1 month. Okay, so all right, okay. Let's see. Okay, I see you've raised your hand. So let me answer one more question and then I'll get you on. Erica says, I just want to make it through 1 month of really tracking. So I have something to compare my progress to. 5 years now, and I don't make it through the month tracking. So as I go, I'm only comparing each day to a perfect month in my head. Okay. The first month of data is getting in my head. Let's see. First month of data. I always imagine having different thoughts month two because I would be comparing to month one. It should work the same way for month one to zero data, I guess, but it doesn't. Here's Erica. What I've got for you is just like, how are you defining 1 month of really tracking my planning, assessing, and enough? Maybe it feels like too much. Maybe it's just too much for you to plan to track a bunch of stuff at one time. So like maybe just start with planning and assessing. Planning and assessing. Y'all, more is not always better. Sometimes it's just too much for us, okay? And we got to start with what we're going to follow through on. So like maybe just doing planning and assessing this month, Erica, or like planning and assessing and enough for one meal. Okay. Okay. Glad that helps because it's like, here's the thing, y'all. This is the thing we got to like, we kind of got to have like a, I know everyone isn't, religious, but it's like I just say we gotta have a come to Jesus meeting sometimes where it's like, okay, something is not happening in my life that I kind of or like I'm just not doing something that I want to be doing. All right, let me get curious about it. Like, why? How could it be, or why could it be that something is just not happening. Maybe it's just a little bit too much for me and my nervous system to handle. It just feels like too much. Because I mean, and we got to get on, like every day when you think about tracking this, and this, if it just feels like too much, it's like, okay, let's start. I think I need to start smaller than that and just prove to myself and my nervous system and all the things that I can do something small. It's good enough for now, and then I can build from there. Okay. So that's what I got for you. All right. All right, Miss K, let's jump on and see what you got. Okay. Rhonda's going to track her water and her PT routine. Love it. And then Eric is going to track evening overeating. I love it. Hey there.
Hey, hello. How are you
Hi.
doing? Right.
Good. What's going on?
And looking at my monthly
Yes.
tracking, I think one thing that I'm seeing a lot is stopping at enough. And I know that's been like my kryptonite for the longest time. For a long time, that wasn't an issue. I mean, in the sense of, being able to lose weight still. And but this year, I've gone into menopause, and it's like my body just, decided to just break bad and have fun with me. And so everything, it just felt like everything before that did work with weight loss, to some degree, is not only not working but backfiring. So
How much weight have you lost, or have you lost some weight and you're just
I
working on
had
losing more?
lost overall I had lost almost 50 pounds,
Okay.
and then I was working on like for in 2023 I was working on like my last 10 to 15 to get to maintenance,
Okay.
and then 2024 came around and almost all of it's back. I'd say I've gained about 30 pounds. And so it's kind of frustrating because I'm doing my working out.
Has
I'm just not
anything else
stopping at enough.
changed in 2024?
Well, I got a new job, but
Okay.
that one I took the job to release stress, which it has been. It's a better place. Everybody's really nice. The work's interesting. I mean, there's an anxiety there just because it's new.
Okay.
So,
Has that, have you been eating, overeating?
oh yeah. My stopping at enough is like at 32%.
Okay.
So, and my overeats are mainly Saturdays,
Okay.
because Saturday is when I have a few drinks. And then after a couple of drinks, I've gone to ask coaches about that one, and I've gotten it. When I have the drinks within my drinking plan, I don't overeat. It's those nights when I go over.
So you know, we talked a lot about that a lot with drinking, right? It's like we all know our number of drinks that, that works for us, and then our, that doesn't. It's like we know, when we're going to kind of follow our plan and when we're, going to kind of throw the plan out the window. We got to get honest with ourselves about that and how many drinks that is. And it sounds like you know. So, what can I help you with in terms of, just kind of maybe overeating a little bit less or just getting on the
Yeah,
weight loss path
there's a
going?
time during it's that 3 o'clock witching hour where I can already feel my brain starting to shut down. And so just in terms of just the day, by around that time of the day, I just know that's not my most productive part of time. And so then I'm doing something, and then I get restless, and then I get up, and then I just go to the kitchen. Sometimes I catch myself, other times I'm not, but with 32% stopping at enough, it's
So
not
are you
enough.
hungry? Are you physically hungry during that time, the 3 p.m. time?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but most of the time no. I'd say most of the
Okay.
time I'm not. Most of the time I'm not.
So, what do you
It's
think you
just.
really need at that 3 p.m. witching hour when you get restless? You're like, oh, I'm just not as, you know, like, what do you think you really need in that moment if it's not food?
Probably distraction, or maybe just to rest and meditate, and then I told, or a stretch. So like I told myself, I had my plans. I said, hey, during that time, just do a 5 minute stretch first, or just meditate for 5 minutes first. Just start off with that, and then see, if that makes a difference between going to the snack. I think at some point, it's almost like I'm trying to break a habit to some degree, because instead of just trying that, it feels almost like I'm on autopilot. There's also it's also kind of like break time in a way. Some
Yeah, it sounds
days
like you
my
need a
husband and I
break. It just sounds like you need a break.
it's break time, and I guess and connecting with break time is, you go grab something.
Well, that's just a
So
habit you develop, right? But
yeah, it's a habit. I think it's a
especially if you're
combination of
not physically
habit.
hungry, right? It's like you just connected food with break time, but like, so you're just like, what do you want break time to look like? If you're not hungry, what do you want to start connecting break time with? And it
I
can be
like the idea of like having a stretch, just having like
anything.
a good stretch. I guess it's old shitty coming in and saying, well, no, you're supposed to be working. Yeah, I think that's it. Like, no, you're supposed to be working.
Well, that, and how
So
does that
that's it.
feel? This old
Like
guy.
shit, like shit. Yeah, that's probably it. Like, people
Do you
be
work
like, no,
from
I can't just
home?
take a stretch. Hybrid. I'm hybrid, so
Okay.
some days I work from home. And the funny thing is, when I'm in the office, I don't have any issue with going out and taking a walk, or like a 10 minute walk. I have no issue with that.
Okay, this is
But
I work on
it's
this
weird.
because since I mean I work from home all the time, right? And I like to always remind myself, okay, if I was in an office, even if you're just going to the bathroom, right? You might run into somebody and chit chat for a few minutes, right? You might, go and get you some water, and you'd talk to a coworker and laugh about something, right? And it's like, so, okay, we don't have that when we're working from home, right? We've got to kind of create our breaks, and we've got to kind of make up our breaks. I mean, you could call somebody, right? You could absolutely call somebody on a break, but this is where it's like, it's okay. We've got to give ourselves permission to take a break,
Yeah,
right?
I think that's it. I mean, I've stopped doing that thing where, I don't get up from the computer until 11 p.m. myself, and like it doesn't make any sense. The bathroom's right there. If you feel like you gotta go, just
I'm
go.
right there with you. And
Just
so, and
stop.
when I finally get up from
Get out of
this
it.
seat, I'm all stiff, and it's like, okay, we gotta, work on this, right? I mean, we gotta just practice, like giving ourselves. You can set an alarm on your phone. I want you to set an alarm and say, I mean, and it could say something like, "We're gonna take a break right now," and that's okay. That's okay, because if we were in an office, we would be doing that too, and like, it's okay for. I mean, I always think about Corinne. If Corinne was sitting here next to me working, she wouldn't be like, no, keep your butt in that chair. No, she'd be like, no, it's fine to take a break, right? And you could maybe think about your boss and be like, I mean, we're actually more productive when we give ourselves breaks.
It's not any kind of pressure from my boss at all. Very chill person.
But it's
So
pressure
no,
from
it's not
you,
there. It's
right? It's
all
pressure from
me.
you.
It's me. No one said anything. It's all the story that I'm telling myself in my head. So
So this,
yeah.
I mean, it usually is, right? It's usually an inside job, right? All this stuff is, right? We don't have somebody outside of us usually, sometimes, but yeah. So for you, it's okay. This is my practice is permission to take a break. And that can look like stretching. That can look like But that can also look like I'm going to scroll on Facebook for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever and give myself permission to do that as a distraction. Our brain needs a break from this concentration. And that's how we're actually most efficient and productive at work. Okay.
Yeah. I think my only challenge that I guess that's coming up for me is I've done the list of things I can do instead. Mm-hmm. I've done the things that, you know, actually feel good. I can, you know, so much that I can lay down and play with my cat.
Yeah.
I can, you know, stretch. I can meditate.
So what's the problem?
I don't do it.
So
that's
okay.
Like that
so.
Thing where Corinne's like saying, well, okay, you can plan to do these things, but what are you willing to do and what you won't do? And I'm kind of very frustrated with my logical brain will say, okay, let's do all these wonderful things. Let's, you know, give myself permission to take a break. And then 3 o'clock comes around and then I don't.
This
and
is so where
it's,
maybe
yeah, it's very frustrating.
The last kind of, you know, kind of the, and sometimes like the one tool we need to really get started with something that we're just not doing and we know we need to do it and we know it'll help us, but we're still not doing it, is some, we call it external accountability, where it's like, okay, I'm not going to want to do this and I'm not doing it, but if I tell somebody else that I did it, you know, if I like am accountable to somebody else, I'll do it. If they're looking for me to do it and to tell them that I did it. So you could say, okay, you can make a post in Facebook. Let's say, I mean, I'm just, you know, this is a suggestion. Hey y'all, I'm really working on taking a break in the afternoons and I'm going to post here that I did it. And if y'all don't hear from me, I need you to call me out. Or do you have an accountability group? One, you know.
Yeah.
So
that, I can do that with my
that's the kind of thing where it's like, I need you to hold me accountable to this. That's sometimes what we need to just get started on something. And then when we've done it a few times, we realize like, I mean, what's really happening is that you just don't like, you're just doing something different and doesn't feel safe. It doesn't feel like it's doing anything. It just doesn't feel, it's just different. And that feels dangerous to this habit part of our brain. That's really kind of the science behind it. But all you're doing is just taking a break and stretching a little bit.
Yeah, it's just that simple. I guess I need to just get over the frustration and just do it. I just need to get
yeah,
over
and
the
don't
frustration.
Be frustrated. Right? Or, you know, yeah. I don't say, you know, don't be frustrated, but it's like, you know, you may feel a little frustration, but then that's when it's like frustration is just going to keep you in inaction, right? That's when it's like, okay, I didn't do it today.
Yeah.
But let me do it again tomorrow, because frustration just keeps you stuck. Frustration and judgment and shame and all that. Oh, I didn't do the thing today. And it's like, well, what now? Let's do it tomorrow. What could we put in place to make it more likely that we do it tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try the external piece because I haven't tried
okay.
that. I'm
okay.
going to try to think, oh, this is so easy. Of course I can do it.
Okay.
The external part, I think that'll work. That'll work. I'll try that.
That's an amazing tool we have. Our community is an amazing tool for some external accountability. Or if you have an accountability group or a partner, use them for that. Because again, it's just easier for us to be accountable to somebody else, especially at first when we're doing something new, until we kind of build some safety with ourselves to be like, no, actually, I want to do this now. And I can keep myself accountable. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, when I have like 30 days of doing this or that, I can do it.
Yeah.
And it's after 30 days is over with. I guess it's something like you got to do it for like 100 days or something till it builds a habit. To shift the habit, 30 days isn't long enough.
So anytime you're feeling like, you know, stuck or whatever, that's when, I mean, yeah, you can reach out to external accountability at any point in when you're practicing a habit.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep us posted. Okay.
Okay.
Keep us posted in Facebook, tag me or just, you know, wherever. But I think you got this. I think
All
you
right.
got this. All right.
Okay.
Good to talk to you.
All right. Good to talk to you.
See ya. All right, y'all. I got one last question and then we'll get out of here. Let's see. Okay. I'm a teacher. Water is hard to get in when I can't take potty breaks. Answers in the worksheets, being a teacher, they need to be right. So, okay. So she's got a couple of things, but y'all, I see a couple of teachers right here in this chat. How do you get your water in when you can't take potty breaks? Please tell me in the chat. Please tell me all the things in the chat. I see two teachers right here. How do y'all get your water in? Katie drinks 32 ounces before work. Sometimes, yep, you got a water load, water load. And y'all, there's not anything wrong. And this is the other thing she was talking about, or in the question. They need to be right. Here's the thing, y'all. This is what can keep you from your dreams, is thinking there's only one right way to do things. Okay? What can be right for you is drinking 32 ounces of water in the morning, just downing it and peeing it all out before you get to school. None of us are the same, y'all. We have to do things that work for us. There is no one right way. I'm sorry. But the problem is that you get stuck and I'm doing it wrong, and then you don't do so, don't do anything, or you stop doing it. And so, Anonymous, I also, she says, in the worksheets, being a teacher, they need to be right, so I don't do them. You've got to expand your definition of what is right, because otherwise you're stuck in the pain of where you are now. Corinne said at camp, this is the biggest thing that I took from camp was, and I actually have it right here because I wrote it down and I've been sharing it with all my private clients. Staying stuck where you are, not losing weight, not feeling good in your body, not achieving your goals, whatever they are. Staying stuck where you are right now has to feel harder and more painful than where you want to go. And when I say harder and more painful, I don't mean shame and judgment and all that, but it's got to kind of suck. Or you're not gonna do anything to change. And so this is where we got to like choose our heart. It's hard to stay where we are, and it's hard to change. But there's no easy road out here that's, that we're going to tell you about, and that, is some secret easy road out here. Like, a lot of life is hard. A lot of life is easier than we think, but some of life is hard. And staying stuck is staying where you are. If that's not really what you want for your life, that's got to be harder than the heart of change and the heart of practicing new habits. And the heart of doing stuff and thinking you're not doing it right. So here's my, Linda, here it is. Staying stuck where you are has to feel harder and more painful than going for what you want. I want y'all to think about that. Because right now, a lot of you all are thinking that staying where you are, it's easier. But is that really true? Is that really true? Okay. Yeah. Erica says, I think you said the same thing to me about being able to rest after work when I had no energy after school to keep going. Yeah. So, y'all, we just gotta think. I think you're talking about what I'm talking about now, Erica. Y'all, I think we've just told ourselves for a long time, well, but I mean, unconsciously, like we're not saying it out loud that we can actually hear it, where it's like, you don't want to stay where you are, but again, that has to be harder and more painful than changing. And that's the story you've got to tell yourself, otherwise you're not going to change. So I want y'all, that's a great journaling prompt for a lot of you all. Just what are your thoughts about that situation? Okay. Or your thoughts about that quote. All right, y'all. Any journaling, anything that comes up for you, we're over in Ask Coaches, and you can find us there. Tomorrow's calls. Corinne is doing, let's see, make sure I'm on the right week. Nope, it's Coach MJ. I think Corinne is in Vegas. She's doing a little vacation after our events this last week. But MJ is on. She's going to be doing weight loss coaching at 10 a.m. Central. And then she's going to be doing a little call about private coaching if it's right for you at 12:30. So I'd love for you all to hear that or hear it on the replay. I am one of the private coaches inside of No BS. I'd love to work with some of you all. So just, let us know if you have any questions about that too. It's been so fun today. So take care, everybody, and I will see you all next time. See you all probably on a bench call in a couple of weeks. Okay. That'll probably be the next time I'm around. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.